Welcome to Keeping It Real with DJ G2G. Glory to God.
Oh yeah, we are on the air. This is Keeping It Real on Joy Radio, hometown Christian radio for the GTA. I am DJ G2G, which stands for Glory to God. Of course, we're giving all the praise and honor and glory to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And, you know, listen, let me tell you something. If you are a believer, man, I am telling you, cherish with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength Jesus Christ. Thank Him every day. I know sometimes life gets difficult, but man, don't forget who you are in Christ Jesus. And man, if you got a spouse, if you have children who are believers, man, cherish them. Don't take that for granted. Don't take your relationship with Jesus Christ for granted. Yeah, there's going to be some difficult times. Even those of you that have friends that are Christians, and let's say you get on each other's nerves once in a while, you get upset, man, you know what? Forgive one another. Extend grace to one another. Extend mercy to one another. That's what Christ has given us as believers. So man, extend that forgiveness and grace and just be loving towards one another. Forgive and forget. Give it to Christ. Surrender it to Christ, man. And just don't take your life in Jesus Christ for granted. Don't take your spouse or your children that are believers in Christ or your friends that are believers in Christ. Don't take that for granted. Christ gave them to you, man. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. All right, let's get right to the music, man. I am ready to drop the ones and twos on you. So I hope you're ready to hear today's mixes. Here are the messages in the music. It's time for another Spirit Power Pack show. You're listening to Keeping It Real, spinning and mixing clean, God-honoring, inspirational, uplifting Christian dance music that doesn't grieve the spirit on Joy Radio, hometown Christian radio for the GTA, Christian radio for the GTA. You got it right. You heard it right. Right here on Joy Radio. Keep your hearts and ears open. I'm ready to drop it. Here we go. You ready? Drop it!
I've been showing you. You know, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Oh, but Jaira, young man, the art and finish of our faith. So I tell you now, if you really want to love, that's the only way we can enter Zion Gates. Come, let us show.
Got to go down for my knees and pray.
that you hang with the kings of kings, give a five to your only dada. There is so much things unsaid, but time is the greatest healer. So I wish I can turn back the hands of time to see your face again. Who will make us up? As you fly with the doves, just keep on flying and soaring high. As you walk with the son of man, my youth, just take your time. When you're gone on to a better place, never got to worry about sickness or pain. Just a rest in peace, yo. Blessed, me love you, daddy, you know, respect. Hold the faith, 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 hold the faith. Hold the faith, 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 hold the faith. Your broken heart,
he'll see you through.
Even though it's rough sometimes,
though can't replace,
he's resting in a better place. So hold on, be strong.
I know how you feel, cause I've been there before. I must let you know, sorrows don't last that long.
Life, Lord. So I'm calling, I'm crying, I'm shouting.
You are now in the mix with DJ G2G. Glory to God.
Yeah, I finally had my coffee. I'm ready to go in.
Yo, ready player one, hit the game leveled up. Okay, with my dogs, whole gang on the hunt. Ricky Rose Munt, OB here to take Maybach. All summer too, drop June, steady play that. Hit him with the A-track, then we running duos. If you don't know me yet, I got who go. Much like Canseco, drop bomb like 8-0. Eight of the spot now, till God don't say so.
Ayo, tell him all the bars got a shot, yeah. Thinking about the story till now, what a plot.
Up in the character, I work with what I got. It's a hella cold world, gotta get it while you hot. Never fall from your way, beat the game on a boss level. We already reign, that's ordained from the boss. Settle down, I don't want your demise. Yeah, we won the game, double up, scored twice.
Here's another one for your playlist. Aim both ways so we can't miss. Yeah, we leveled up cause he knew us. And now we some shooters, grinding till our names on the A-list. We running duos, yeah.
Never switching up. Mario with the shrooms, time to level up. Always tunnel vision, don't interrupt. Hit you with the swerve, never nothing but. OB and Eric, that's a bet. But I had a tag along, that's a triple threat. Hit you with the layup for a two dub. I'm the foul on the play, call it N1. Ain't nothing, but it means something. Risking all that I had, never chicken with the dumpling. Don't front back, crisscross, never jumping. Two hands rubbing like I'm Birdman stunting. Rep that A team, never get it twisted. Here to make disciples, that's the mission. Dying on the daily, that's how I'm living. OB, bring that course in.
Here's another one for your playlist. Aim both ways so we can't miss. Yeah, we leveled up cause he knew us. And now we some shooters, grinding till our names on the A-list. We running duos, yeah, we running duos, yeah. We running duos, yeah, we running duos, yeah. We running duos, yeah, we running duos, yeah. We running duos, yeah, we running duos, yeah.
for you, I run the world, I'd run the miles. The way you look at me, I think I'm going insane. It's crazy how we started, not to what the love became. You need me, say my name. Outside when I'm with you, I feel way too hard. You know you got me going crazy, baby. I just need to know that you will stay, please, yeah. With you, I feel too high. Oh. Me going crazy, stone cold, but my blood keeps crazy. Hey, if you run, then I'm chasing. Girl, you number one. I know that you know you're amazing. Hey, kid, I swear you got me high, and I ain't talking about no drugs. So all I need is you. I swear your love is like my plug. Hey, baby, I might come and steal your heart. I'll make a crime scene designer on your tight jeans, some diamonds for your timepiece. Yeah, yeah. You know you got me going crazy, baby. I just need to know that you will stay, please, yeah. It's 2 a.m. outside. When I'm with you, I feel way too hard. I feel too hard. When I'm with you, it's 2 a.m. outside. With you, I feel too hard.
Like Bob McNabb, I'm ass, slick lash, lick bags. Quick with this classic, I just pass. I pass quick cats, get whiplash when I pass. Stabbing at this task, with my fist bagging this whole swag. I got passion thrashing your screen.
Like Ice, yeah, like Frieza. On that way, little boy. On my business, little boy. I'm a beast, little boy. Watch me finish, little boy. Oh, wait till I'm finished,
little boy. I'm a not.
The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released.
How many here have had their hearts broken? Yeah, me too, many, many times. When Jesus was also saying this, he was referring as well, and we can say that sin separates us from God. So sin itself divides our hearts. So in a sense, sin dividing our hearts, we have a broken heart. And when I mean sin dividing our hearts, it's where we place our loyalty and allegiance to other things or other relationships above God. Sin breaks hearts. But here's the thing, when sin breaks hearts, too often mankind turns to human wisdom to repair a broken heart. But only Jesus Christ can truly mend broken hearts. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, Jesus says. Only Jesus can mend a broken heart. Turn to Jesus. Then he says, to proclaim liberty to the captives. What does sin do? Sin enslaves people. It does. You know, we, in our old sinful nature, if you remember, sin takes, you know, we are captive to our own desires and lusts. I remember many years ago, before I surrendered to Christ, I had a bad addictive behavior, a really bad addictive behavior, to the point that I was trying to hide it from my wife. My wife knew. She knew I had a bad addictive behavior. But she loved the Lord. And you know what she did? She didn't nag me. She prayed for me. She prayed for me. She got other people to pray for me. It was so bad that there were times when, for example, she was lying on the couch. I'd be sitting on the couch, we're watching TV. And I would wait till she fell asleep. Because I didn't want her to know I had a bad addictive behavior. But she knew. But I would wait till she fell asleep so that I can do that bad addictive behavior while she was sleeping. That's how just captive I was to sin. And then you know what I would do? I mean, I had some form of religiosity. I would go to God and I would feel guilty after I would do that sin. I would feel guilty. I'd say, God, I don't want to do that. I'm so sorry. I don't want to do that. And then I'd go do it again. And then I'd go say the same thing. God, forgive me, forgive me. And then I would do it again. And then I would just keep on doing it. I hadn't surrendered to the Lord. When I surrendered to the Lord delivered me. He saved me. Now, for me, when God saved me, he instantly, I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart, he instantly delivered me from that sin. I can't explain the ABCs of how he did it. All I know is that I gave my heart to Jesus. I surrendered to him. I said, Lord, whatever it takes, if I have to surrender to you every day of my life, I'll do that. That was the words I say. It could be different for you, but I said that. I hope and I felt like I meant it. And I can tell you though, after that, it was immediate. It was immediate. It was immediate. I no longer had that bad addictive behavior. But God did it. It was nothing inside myself. There was nothing that I could have done. I didn't go see a psychiatrist. It was Jesus. God did it. Jesus Christ himself delivered me from being captivated by sin. You know, when I started reading the Bible, finally, I was like, oh, okay, I should be reading the Bible. And I had a hunger for the Bible. And I pray we have that. I pray that we have a hunger and thirst for the Bible. I pray that people that would come here as well would just hunger and thirst. That's what they're seeking, just a hunger and thirst to be filled by the Word of God, to be filled by the Spirit. And let me tell you, these verses meant a lot to me. Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Oh boy, did that hit me right there. It's even hitting me right now. Because that was me. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not, the writer says. How shall we, man, this just hits me. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? Isn't that beautiful? Dead to sin, alive to God. Sin enslaves people, but the Messiah sets us free.
Now that's keeping it real. If you got any questions, contact me at calvaryoakville.ca. You're listening on Joy Radio, hometown Christian radio for the GTA.
When I kneel, you come closer. When I bow, you bow lower. You're my light in the darkness. You're my voice in the silence, in surrender, I hear your call. In the quiet, in the stillness, I hear you. I hear your voice in the silence, in surrender, I hear you. I hear your valleys, but all the while
heartbeat. We go where you
lead.
Dark light in lows and highs. In you alone, we are satisfied. God, our prize, eternal life. In you alone, we are satisfied. In you alone, we are satisfied.
Couple game bangers. Try to run off with their money, guaranteed they'll steal you with the stainless. Master used to call us monkeys, yeah. Till we started clipping with bananas. Throwing seeds at your head, now your melon fruit salad. Whole body full of rage, whole soul full of pain. When hurt people, you gon' hear that shit from the gauge. Yeah,
I'm talking about race and any topic I can think. And I said to your face, well, hallelujah, that's grace. This record might be the end of me. I'm probably gonna have some enemies. Don't shoot the message. This is what the Lord has been giving me. Someone to re-envision our history. You got a college degree. You made it out of the trap. You are not a politician. Why don't you get back to rap? By the way, they say when you get paid and you get a little fame, that everything changed. But I can't tell. I still feel the same. Cause every time I'm in the store, the police watching me, watching me, watching me. My 800 credit score help me get along. But my neighbors think I'm selling dope. Oh my, I'm just giving you a glimpse into my life. Even if you colorblind, your vision's still in black and white. You see me.
God was a trap. God was a trap, yeah. God was a trap. God was a trap,
yeah.
God was a trap.
God
was a trap.
God was a trap.
God was a trap.
God was a trap.
God was a trap.
God was a trap.
God was a trap.
God was a trap. God was a trap.
God was a trap. Yeah, what you reppin'? Why you do it? Make sure everything I push has got influence. We are next, we the youngest. G-O-D, he be the king, that's why we run it. If I got us for us, who can be against? We ain't with the games, we ain't got a flex. If I got us for us, who can be against? We ain't with the games, we ain't got a flex. This morning and got on my business, man, I had to switch up the style. Get down on my knees and I pray to my God, we got the victory now. The devil been sneaking, but I know I gotta get up and go speak to the lost. I bob and I weave at no cost, because I know I'm serving the boss, yeah. I look up to God because I know he real. You can't call him fake unless you know the deal. Boy, he saved my life cause I was overkill. I know these wavy waters, he said peace be still. Boy, y'all be laughing to the grace. I am safe. I feel bad. I know the devil need a break. My whole team be reppin' God. If we fall, we all gon' pray. Break the chains. Ain't no enemies. God made us all the same. Sometimes I just wonder how I keep from going under. Baptized in the spirit. Jesus hit like rolling thunder. This is all for Jesus' glory. I don't get no kind of fame. Maybe love. But my only goal is that they know his name. What you reppin'? Why you do it? Make sure everything I push has got influence. We are next, we the youngest. G-O-D, he be the king, that's why we run it. If I got his forest, who can be against? We ain't with the games, we ain't got a flex. If I got his forest, who can be against? We ain't with the games, we ain't got a flex. No, 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 yeah. I ain't got a flex at all. I'm just boasting because he ain't have to take that fall. Man, his love run deep. See, he gave us all a chance, guaranteed. It was none, that was part of God's plan. Oh my, oh my. I was asleep, he woke me up and gave me new life. Well connected, insecure, not talking Wi-Fi. This for me and you, the stakes was too high. My God, too fly. I've been on the road, no time to fall. Heaven is the goal, I call it home. Can't have my soul, so leave me alone. Jesus is the goal, he took the load. I've been on the road, no time to fall. Heaven is the goal, I call it home. You can't have my soul, so leave me alone. Jesus is the goal, he took the load. Yeah. What you reppin', why you do it? Make sure everything I push has got influence. We are next, we the youngest. G-O-D, he be the king, that's why we run it. If I got his forest, who can be against? We ain't with the games, we ain't got a flex. If I got his forest, who can be against? We ain't with the games, we ain't got a flex. No, 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 yo.
It's a breeze, but I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, but I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, but I told you it's a breeze. I'm up in the VIP and it's sun on G-O-D.
Sent me thinking he go first. I ain't telling beats like this can make my ego worse. Cause it's a breeze, we ain't do it for the cheese. Make you freeze like watching your first California burrito burst. Ain't a tourist, man. Listen what the chorus say. I just came to do whatever, got to the order, stay down for the tours, lay down on my doorway. I ain't with distorted faith, you should stop ignoring, babe. Some of these conversations, I swear that they be so odd. Ask if I'm a minister, I told them that's my home squad, meaning that's my home job, meaning that I'm home first. Yes, I own my own job, I know that makes it so hurt. Ain't been to a home church, but I feel like my home's church. Showed up to my church home, I guess do their homework. Look, I could not be covert. God, he did it all, reset me whole and made my soul work. So
all these blessings got me,
yeah,
on my knees,
on my knee,
feeling wavy with me,
yeah,
on the screen,
on the screen.
Yo, if you riding with us,
yeah,
get the keys,
get the
like, is it difficult?
No,
it's a breeze. It's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. I'm up in the VIP and it's all on GOD. Pipe down, let me talk over the beat first. Started spitting for an off-white t-shirt, and now I make them say cheese till they teeth hurt. I'm back home in a D4 Deezer. Hold up, let's be honest, I ain't do this on my own. I was chilling in Miyake, only answering my phone. God ain't even say the plan, he just put me on the road. Now I'm rolling on the road, out here working on my tone. Cool cut to the skate highs, bumping at the house. I'm just trying to get our homies, cut the milli rock about. Get dap, set the Kroger, if you knew me from the south, did the money come around? I'ma give it to the town or the Dow. Or this juiced up crowd, it ain't even sold out. And I'm still like, wow, cause the bass up loud. Should I blink right now? Should I think right now? I should sing right now, but I won't. All these blessings got me,
yeah,
on my knees,
on my knee.
Feeling wavy with me,
yeah,
on the screen,
on the screen.
Yo, if you riding with us,
yeah,
get the keys,
get
like, is it difficult?
No,
it's a breeze. It's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. I'm up in the VIP and it's all on GOD. It's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. Yo, it's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. It's a breeze, boy, I told you it's a breeze. I'm up in the VIP and it's all on GOD.
The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come.
Sin blinds us. Then he says, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. You know, too many times we look to government, we look to mankind, human wisdom, as the answers to all the problems in the world. We see that today. You see that when you go through internet, online, read the news, whatever it is you see, postings. You'll see that a lot of times people are turning to the government and say, what are you gonna do now? What kind of program can you do to fix this problem? And that's great. Many times the government steps in to help out. But here's the thing. God tells us what the root of the problem is in this world. It's man's revolt against him. That's the root of the problem. Mankind revolts against God. Man's rebellion to God. The Son of God, Jesus, did not come to this earth, which we're reading about, to deal with surface issues. Nuh-uh. He came to set at liberty those who are oppressed, it says here, oppressed by sin. Now look at this. If you look at your words there, it says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This was a reference to the year of Jubilee. And we can find the Jubilee in Leviticus 25, verses 9 to 15, if you want to jot that down, read that on your own. Back in those days, the Israelites, they were all given a piece of land. And unfortunately, there were times where they were hit hard. It could be by famine, whatever it was. There was some rough, hard times for some of the land. And what would happen during those times of economic problems is they would have to sell off pieces of their land, or if it got really bad, You know what they would do? They would sell their entire land. And if it got really, really, really bad, I'm sad to say this, but they would go into slavery just to survive. I read this article just this week. The article in CNN News, it said, this was the title, "Mother had no other choice but to sell her six-year-old daughter." And this is what the first sentence of the article reads. An unprecedented drought in Afghanistan has led to families selling their children just to be able to feed their households. This is happening today. Today, in other parts of the world. Pray for that area, please. Pray. Give to ministries that are out there helping. Now, back then, though, with the ancient Israelites, when they had to go into slavery or when they had to sell off pieces of their land, here's the thing. In Leviticus, it was the year of Jubilee that they called it. Every 50 years, whether you were slave or whether you owed money or whether you sold a piece of land, every 50 years, you are now allowed to be set free from your slavery and you can go back to claim your piece of land that you sold every 50 years. They would cancel all debts. Isn't that great? That doesn't happen today. But God set it up so that every 50 years, those who were enslaved and those who had lost their land, they could go back and claim it. What does that tell you? Isn't there a great analogy there? When Jesus says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, Jesus was saying, my coming is like the year of Jubilee. It doesn't matter how enslaved you were to money or addictive things or enslaved to the world, come to me, Jesus is saying, and I will free you from the bondage of sin. Jesus is saying, I will set you free. Come back to what God had originally intended as a beautiful relationship between you and me. It's God saying that before sin broke that relationship with God. Isn't that beautiful that Jesus would read these words and there was power and meaning in these verses that he said?
Now that's keeping it real. If you got any spiritual questions or prayers requests, hit me up at calvaryoakville.ca. And if you want to hear the full version of these sermons from this show and you're in the area, come on by and visit me, Pastor Paul, at Calvary Chapel Oakville in Ontario, Canada. Love to see you. For more info, just go to calvaryoakville.ca. God bless you all. Be spirit-led. Share the good news. Remember, Christ Jesus is coming again. Now let's get back to the tunes on Joy Radio. Radio.
for my soul, so it's back that time. Bang, bang. Them lads, they trying to kill me if you don't believe me.
Keeping It Real with DJ G2G. Glory to God.